And you shouldn't have to become an expert in gut health nutrition to feel better, you know, because there's this huge mountain, if you're watching this on YouTube, huge mountain of information, and you just need to know like one stone worth of information to get you better. So why are you going and learning about everything when you really just need to become an expert in yourself?
Hey everyone, welcome to the Nourished and Thriving Show. I'm your host, Katie Luffett. I'm a registered dietitian on a mission to help you increase your impact and legacy on the world while healing your gut and reducing your IBS symptoms. I'm so grateful to have you here. Each week, I'll inspire you to live vibrantly and provide valuable resources and information that empowers you to take bold action towards your health goals. Before we dive in, make sure you follow or subscribe to my show wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Ready? Let's go.
Hey guys, today we are going to be talking about three things that my clients are doing to get results. And I'm doing this with great intention, actually, because you need to know what is different between you, who is stuck in hot mess gut or one of the other stages of gut rehab. If you haven't gotten my guide, you definitely need it. Reach out to me on Instagram and I'll get it right to you. But you need to understand, like, what are they doing different? So you hear about people healing their gut. You hear about people who are feeling bad and they somehow get better. And you need to figure out what they are doing differently that you are not doing. Tony Robbins actually has a quote about success. And he says, basically, find someone who has achieved the results that you want to achieve and copy paste them into your own life and do the same thing. And I think that there's a lot of value in what he's saying. You know, instead of trying to forge this path forward completely on your own and scrap these pieces together to come up with a plan and figure it out on yourself, copy paste, like figure out what works for other people and apply that to your own life. Now, with gut health, it's not that cut and dry, you guys. Like, there's a lot of components. Every single person is different, and we're all like body, mind, and spirit. And so we have to take all of those aspects into consideration. This is actually one reason I love working with people on their gut health, because it's really complicated and I love a good puzzle. I love a good challenge and really figuring out what are all of the moving parts? What are all of the pieces? How does this all fit together? And here's the thing, you don't necessarily know all of that until you start. I'm one where I like to see all the pieces laid out in front of me so I know exactly what I'm doing, but gut health is not like that. Like, you get part of the pieces and then you have to do some of the, you know, puzzle solving before you get the rest of the pieces. So, you know, Tony's quote and his, you know, philosophy with this, of course, has nuance and different things, but I think there's also a lot of value in learning from others. And, you know, it's what helps us expedite our results. It's what helps us get there faster instead of having to completely start from scratch. It's working smarter instead of working harder. And so I'm going to share with you guys today three things that my clients are doing right now that are getting them results that you need to be doing as well. So first of all, every single client of mine who gets great results in my program knows what they want and clearly defines it. We actually have an activity in my program that walks them through this to where they can envision so clearly what healthy or what feeling better means to them that they could describe it to somebody else, and that person can picture the exact vision in their mind of what the person is talking about. So have you gotten that granular and clear on what it is that you even want? If you don't know what you want to achieve, if you don't define what healthy means for you, chances are you are going to get put on a protocol or a diet, or you're going to start down this path and you are going to find yourself frustrated, unfulfilled, and just feeling like you're not making progress or you have been told to do something that feels impossible to do for you. And it's because it's not lining up with your values and your goals. It's just a cookie cutter protocol, basic generalized recommendations. And you're not even actually that motivated to make the decisions that feel harder on those days that it feels hard, because you don't even really, you can't even really picture where you're headed or what you're working towards. Maybe you don't even really believe that you're going to get better, or that's a true possibility, and your heart's not into it. So first of all, know and clearly define what you want. Okay. The second thing that my clients are doing is staying the course. Like I was saying, we don't always get all of the puzzle pieces whenever we're first starting out with gut health. We get some of them. And then through my skill and my work with my clients, and some testing and all of that, answering assessment questions, we get a few more. But then even more information is revealed to us as they start taking steps forward, and we're getting feedback from their bodies on how they're feeling, how their body is responding to different things. And that helps us to more completely put all of the pieces together and know what pieces you're even working with in the first place. Now, if you're not working with somebody who is truly partnering with you through this, maybe you're working with a GI doc who you're seeing once a year, you know, or even a functional health doctor or somebody that you're just not seeing that often. They're giving you a protocol, telling you to follow back in a few months, let them know if you have any questions. It can help some, but you're not going to get as great of results as if you are truly like linking arms, you know, with somebody and really taking those steps together, because a lot of what your body is telling you, a lot of the, you know, information you're getting as you're moving forward, you may not even know that it's significant, or you may know that it's significant. You're like, man, I really feel this way after I do this, but I don't really know what to do with that information. That's where I come in and help my clients take action towards that. And, you know, they're really staying the course. Like everybody, whenever you are healing your gut, whenever you are working to repair something that has been chronically damaged and dysfunctioning, you're going to bump up against some roadblocks sometimes. It is not going to be all peachy keen and sunshine and rainbows as you're moving through this. You're going to have some hard days. You're going to have some days where you don't feel good. You're going to have some days where you feel like you're not making progress. You're going to have some setbacks along the way, but you have to stay that course. And again, it goes back to that first thing of knowing what you're going for and reminding yourself of what you were going for in those moments that helps you stay that course. So it all fits together really well. Then the third thing that my clients are doing always, maybe not at first, maybe not actually always, but we're always working towards it, right? Nobody's perfect. And we all slip back into this other pattern sometimes, but it's really about taking responsibility for your life and seeing the freedom that comes with that versus feeling a victim. Now, I know whenever you're having these awful gut symptoms that feel like they're controlling your life and you don't feel like you can do anything about them, you can't control them, you don't know what's causing them, you are really suffering, you feel like a victim. I actually made a post on this on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, but it's really just talking about what if, here's a little mindset flip trick for you to just try in those moments where you're feeling like a victim and this is happening to you. Instead of thinking, these symptoms are happening to me, my body is revolting against me, my body hates me, anything like that, try to flip it and say, these symptoms are happening for me for a reason, because my body is trying to tell me something. My body is trying to tell me that it needs help. It needs support. Something is wrong. And I'm so grateful for these symptoms, because honestly, can you imagine how wrong everything would be if you had no idea that anything was off? You felt fantastic. And then all of a sudden, one day, everything fell apart all at once. That would be awful. Like people would be dropping like flies left and right because they'd have no idea that something needed attention. So that's just a mindset, you know, trick for you guys to try and do on those days where you're just feeling really down and like a victim and like nothing's ever going to change. Try and just think about, what if these symptoms are happening for a reason and my body is actually trying to help me help itself? And I just need to figure out what my body is trying to tell me, right? So try that, write that down somewhere, stick it up, put it in a voice recording and listen to it, you know, on those days that you're having a harder time, if that's helpful for you. But having that mindset switch is really going to be what gives you that control versus feel like you are being controlled by your gut. And then obviously this is like a fourth one that's kind of an like doesn't even need to be said, but all of these clients also hired some help, right? Going back to what our friend Tony Robbins said at the beginning, you know, see somebody who's achieved what you want to achieve and copy and paste it. Well, it's hard to know what all somebody did if you're just observing from the outside. And maybe they can tell you and run it through to you. But like I said, it's not exactly a copy and paste because everyone is so different. So how powerful would it be to have somebody in your corner helping you adjust something that works, that has a proven track record of helping people, but personalizing it to you and your needs and your goals and everything you're needing support with and truly partnering with you along the way? That is huge. That is so powerful. And that is a big reason that my clients are able to do these three things and stick with them consistently long enough to get results with them. So I'm going to give you the fourth one, which is hire some help. If it's me, if you feel like we really connect, if you really resonate with everything that I'm saying, I would love to talk with you. If not, if you're just like, this is your first time listening to my show and you're not really vibing, but you're just looking for some information on gut health, find someone who you connect with, who has a proven track record, who can help break all this down for you, because there's a lot of information out there, you guys. I spent a lot of hours training in this field. I spend a lot of hours working with clients and getting actual practical experience every single day. I spend a lot of hours doing continuing education. And you shouldn't have to become an expert in gut health nutrition to feel better, you know, because there's like, there's this huge mountain, if you're watching this on YouTube, huge mountain of information. And you just need to know like one stone worth of information to get you better. So why are you going and learning about everything when you really just need to become an expert in yourself? So that's what I'm going to tell you. I wanted to tell you about one of my clients. I don't think she would mind if I said her first name, but I'm just going to keep her identity confidential. But she's been working with me for a while now. We're in more of a maintenance continuation situation. But she'd suffered for years and she was skeptical whenever she first started and just felt like God was really wanting her to join up with me and take this journey together. And she was actually getting a colonoscopy around the time we first started talking. And, you know, I said, you know what? Whether that colonoscopy comes back showing something like inflammatory bowel disease, or it comes back with nothing and they say everything looks fine, you're going to need some support no matter what, navigating those results and navigating a plan of action and having support along the way. And that really resonated with her and she signed up. And ultimately, the colonoscopy was like many of you, it was clear they didn't see anything in there. And so since then, we've been able to figure out what's going on. And like I said, it wasn't, I opened the book and all of the answers were right in front of me. It took a lot of work and time on both of our parts and consistency on her part. And she's gotten to this point now where she used to be a fitness trainer years ago. And whenever we were first working together, she couldn't work out. If she tried to work out, she was achy for days. She was having to take a nap every single day, like a couple hour nap every single day. I hear that from a lot of you guys. So you're not alone if that's you. And was just not thriving. Her relationships were suffering. She and her husband were very active on trips and vacations, and she felt like she wasn't able to participate anymore. And it was just a huge burden. So tell me kind of if you're nodding your head to this and it's resonating, but you know, she kind of was on that all or nothing food place too, where it was like she would eat super restrictive. She'd do super strict elimination diets, wouldn't feel significantly different. So then said, well, whatever, I'm going to eat cheeseburgers and fries because nothing helps me feel better anyway. So I'm just going to eat food that tastes good at least. So she was like doing these wide swings from one extreme to the next because she just didn't feel like anything helped. And we've gotten her bloating down. She may take like a 10 or 15 minute cat nap on a few days a week if she wants to, but she doesn't feel like her day is wrecked if she can't go take a 2 hour nap. She's confident in what she's eating. Her energy levels are increased. She's been traveling again and being active. And you guys, she's actually been training for a triathlon that she's going to be participating in just a couple of weeks for the first time in years. And so just seeing her be able to be active and doing things that she loves again has been so rewarding. And she was absolutely doing all three of these things that I shared with you guys today. So I just wanted to share a story of inspiration, a few things for you to start implementing on your own. And like I said, if what I've been saying resonates, if you want some support, if you're tired of trying to do this on your own, reach out and I'd love to talk with you. And I hope you guys have a great week. I hope that you're leaving feeling really inspired and uplifted and all of that. I love this work that I do with Gut Health and I'm so grateful for you guys for listening. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode. I hope you are feeling inspired and empowered to take bold action towards your health goals. If you enjoy what you heard, don't forget to follow my show so you never miss a new episode. And it would mean the world to me if you left me a review so others knew what to expect from my show. Last, get in touch. Let me know what bold action you're taking. Let me know how you're inspired. Follow me on Instagram at the_healthygut_dietitian. I've put a link in my show notes for you so you can simply click and follow. Come say hi. I respond to all my messages and I can't wait to get in touch.